Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a good man.
Once upon a time, we were three very different wrestling fans.
Hey everybody, welcome to another new edition of Black Hearts Angels. I'm Charcy, joined by her lovely, amazing partners in crime, Lady B and Binky. How are you girls doing today?
Hello.
Doing good. Thank you. Okay. All right.
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the bell, and share this with all your amazing friends. This is where you guys want to be today, is right with us girls today. And then don't forget to also check us out on our link tree, guys. I mean, this is where you can find everything related to the podcast, whether it be, you know, where, like, our videos, our stream yards, like, any of this, like, any of the stuff where you can find us, YouTube, any of that, or our merchandise and stuff, check us out on Linktree. That's mm-hmm. a place to be. And then don't forget to check out our amazing associates who we wouldn't be here without. W Energy, use our coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off. You know, you want to try this out, don't you? Next, we have our brand ambassadors. Use coupon code OTTRMOB at dreamalive.store and save 15% off the purchase. Rock out some amazing merch. Last but not least, check out getsolace.com. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off your purchase. You know, you want to rock out some amazing merch there. And then don't forget to also check out our other amazing merch at bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-ropes-podcast, where you can rock out some Black Hearts sweaters and hoodies. Come on, who doesn't want to support us amazing girls and support the team? You know you want to rock out some merch and support all of us girls. It's greatly appreciated. So, shall we get right into our first topic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we shall have. Our first topic is the Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 40. Now, as you know, Cody Rhodes has been a story. Let me tell you why. Because there was so many things happening. As you know, there was the Bloodlines rules, you know, in night one, you know, Roman Reigns and The Rock, you know, they won their match, excuse me. And then, you know, they had to make their stipulations on their rules. So anything goes with the Bloodline, no disqualifications, anything goes, basically. So in night two, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, excuse me again, they fought, they had their fight. There was many guests that came out, interfered. Of course, you know, you had Solo, Jimmy. Then you also had John Cena, you had The Rock, of course, again. Then you had The Undertaker. Then you had Seth Rollins come out as playing The Shield. Everybody thought it was going to be Dean Ambrose, but it wasn't going to happen. But anyway, Cody Rhodes, he, you know, retained. He did the crossroad three times on Roman Reigns, and he finally completed the story. And your tribal chief has been extinct. What's your thoughts on Cody Rhodes finishing the story, guys? I thought Cody Rhodes did amazing, to be honest with you.
honestly, I really enjoyed their night one. Yeah. Cody and Seth against The Rock and Roman. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And it was so predictable to me because it's like night one, I just knew that Roman and The Rock were going to win. And then night two, Cody will win. As much as I like Roman Reigns, his time as champion was up. It's time for you to be the throne, and Cody was the one to do it. Cody was the one to finish his story because let's run this back to last year. Yeah. I would say last year when he had his chance against Roman and he lost. And then now this year he won the Royal Rumble for the second time. Hey Christy, hey Sam. Hey. So he won the Royal Rumble for the second time. And then, you know, night two last week, he wins against Roman, ending his nearly 4-year reign as champion. And it's like, wow, Cody, that is like, wow. I'm not a fan, but I do appreciate his work and his charisma and his story. It's just so beautiful. And this is called cinema, okay?
Yeah.
This is cinema.
Oh, yeah, and definitely.
Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, two of the biggest stars, current stars in the WWE. And hats off to both. Hats off to Roman. Hats off to Cody. They both did their thing. Yeah. And I'm so thankful. I'm so proud that Cody, he did his thing. He won. He just and then Brandi. Oh, when she came out doing his entrance, she told him finish the story. That was beautiful. Well done.
I think that was to be honest, that was like my favorite part of the beginning of his entrance was when Brandi came out. His queen showed him love, support, and it was just beautiful, and I was just like, I knew for a fact Cody was going to finish it.
And honestly, Christy, you couldn't blame them if they did. Like, and Christy's right. Cody had to finish his story because if they didn't, people were going to quit watching. I mean, you couldn't keep dragging the story out for another year. It eventually gets stale to the point of, well, he's never going to finish it. What's the point of dragging it out and doing the same match? Why are you extending Roman's title reign for? I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. But also, it was perfect the way they did it.
I knew for a fact that it was going to finish the story because I kept hearing about like how Roman's leukemia came back and you know he wanted to get his house together and stuff like that. So it was definitely his time to really recover and get his health together and just come out stronger. Well, supposedly I heard that he was supposed to retire, but I thought that and I was like, yeah, that's bullshit.
He's gonna take some time off. I mean, much deserved. I mean, and everything, but take time off until at least SummerSlam. But I never. You were talking about all the people who made their special appearances and stuff. Not once did I ever think when that music hit, think for one second that he was gonna return at all. Because speaking of, because the fact that. Was like the night before he was in Japan, so he would have had to fly from Japan. Like a 15-hour flight all the way back home and then fly over, he'd be so freaking jet lagged. So I was like, I knew he wasn't going to be there. So when you heard it, and you knew, you hadn't seen Seth yet, and he was, you know, Seth said he was going to be a part of this. I mean, a major MVP of that whole story, too. I mean, he dropped his title earlier in the night to Drew, but let's not get into that whole mess of what ended up happening with that. But I mean, he deserves so much to deserve time off. I don't want to get into it. I really don't. I'm so happy he finished the story finally because I did not want Roman's reign to keep continuing so he can break someone else's record and someone else's record because then then we have like a 5-year title reign, then a 6-year title reign, and then eventually you're like is it ever gonna end or are we just gonna be stuck with the same like part-time champion shows up for specific pay-per-views, specific TV shows, only defends it a few times a year? I was like, no, we need to change the scenery. We need a full-time champion that's going to be around every single week to defend it.
Because isn't it true that Roman Reigns, he broke Hulk Hogan's streak? So, yeah, like you said, Shara, we wouldn't want Roman
Reigns. I think it was Hulk Hogan? I didn't know that Mox was in. Yeah, he was. He was wrestling at Sakura Genesis the night before when he teamed with Shooter against Narita and Jack Perry the night before. So, but yeah, I'm like, I'm happy this is over. Like, let Cody go on his reign. I'm not looking forward to them possibly saying this could go on for a year long storyline up to WrestleMania next year with The Rock. I mean, come on, we had long title reigns. I mean, he deserves it, but I mean, another year long plus title reign is getting kind of stale.
I guarantee. Go ahead, Pinky.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because we all thought that Roman was going to beat Hulk Hogan's record as the longest reigning champion. But they stopped that.
And he did
last week when Cody won. They stopped that shit.
Percy's right. Had he retained, he would have broke it, but
it was like
he would have broken
No more. I think we would have had a riot break out in the stadium had he Cody not
especially the Cody fans would have been jumping. Oh my god,
Cody
fans
would have went eight.
Oh
yeah, okay, they would have threw things in the ring. It would not have been pretty. Thank you, Katie.
Oh no.
I think the fans had to leave the court.
A huge riot, okay?
Yeah. It would have been. For a fact, if
emotional damage.
The fans had to had the reason why he won.
If they would have made Cody's title reign, like title retain, like for a very long time, like how they did Roman, I don't think that's going to happen either. Because it's like, all right,
it's not.
Why? Because you're making in the comparison with Roman.
Another 4 or 5 years of title reign for Cody, that would be absurd.
Right, because I called it.
It's not necessary, I don't think. Like,
because
the
way
he goes, he wanted to finish his story.
Right.
He wanted to hold the title his dad held, so now he's holding it. He doesn't need to have an extensive reign. I did too! I mean, it was obvious the Bloodline were going to win the night before, duh. I mean, they couldn't lose going into the next night. And secondly, I mean, we all knew Cody was going to go over. He had to overcome every single obstacle thrown in his way. It was obvious what direction they were going in. So it was like, it was a no-brainer. If anybody else thought differently, I'm sorry. If you're a Roman fan, sorry. But that's the way that it was being built up for who knows how long. Cody had to overcome all these odds. The Rock attacking him on the Raw. I mean, then, you know, the Bloodline constantly getting involved and attacking him and Seth and Jay and all these people. It's like, you saw what the end game was like weeks ago before the WrestleMania. Yeah. So, I mean, congratulations to Cody.
I called everything. It's going to be interesting.
I think we all called it.
Yeah. It was so predictable. Like, can we just like name all the wrestlers that were featured
it was.
In that
match? Peter, my god.
Ooh. You had John Cena.
Oh, that was obvious.
The Usos.
I think the only one we weren't sure about was The Undertaker, because everyone going into that show, the rumored name.
I didn't
show
know
up
nothing
was
about The Undertaker.
Cold, but apparently, WWE and Stone Cold could come into a fine. The Stone Cold one was interesting because like they said they couldn't come up with like a financial agreement between him and Stone Cold, so they had to swerve to The Undertaker. So I mean, I don't think anyone saw that coming, and it wasn't really The Undertaker. It was mostly his like current gimmick or something. It wasn't the real Undertaker. Like the one with the hat and the darkness. What's next for Tribal Chief? Hollywood? I don't think Hollywood right now. I just think extended time off, maybe, but who knows? It could be Hollywood. I don't think so right now, but I know like possibly extended time off from now until August.
I want to answer Sam's question. What's next for the Tribal Chief? Hollywood? Could be. He is taking time off. We're sure about that.
Yeah.
Till at least August, I heard. Like the week before SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So he's just like I said, he's taking time off.
So you're not looking at another return to like August.
Yeah, he's taking time off. He's getting his health together.
Healed up.
So you know.
He rested.
Yeah. So So that's more important
than anything right now. So, mm-hmm. And that's an important thing right now too. So,
yeah. So that's basically what he's doing right now. Is just taking time off, and other than everything else. But other than that, Cody Rhodes, hands down, phenomenal job.
Congratulations on finishing Cody. Your story.
And then The Rock will say, "Oh,
yeah." I don't think any of us expected anything.
Right.
I'll respect this reign and stuff. Yes, but Cody is champion. Solo is the tribal chief.
We ain't get there yet. Hold on.
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother time.
Yeah.
A bigger topic that we'd have to
get into
based off everything that happened on SmackDown last night. But I'm like, let's get into that. Yeah. Even though I like caught highlights of it because I was busy watching Windy City Riot last night. I caught highlights of what happened with that storyline, so I know what happened there, but
I watch other people's reactions. I was like, oh, so this is what happened. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're gonna talk about that another time.
I don't know how it fits. We'll talk about that another time, guys. Because that's going to be another interesting story that's going to play out. Has another thing that's like a mix of people and what directions they're going to go in with the bloodline in the future. It's going to be that could be a possible topic for another show, but
absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all good with that one right now.
So
let's get into a very, very heated and controversial topic that I feel like I'm on the opposite side of on this compared to everyone else in the podcast. But Dynamite this week, we got AEW airing the coverage of the CM Punk Jack Perry All In Brawl, which is very interesting. So as you can see in the video, CM Punk and him are face-to-face. All of a sudden, they get into a fist fight, a shoving match at Punk's, obviously in the wrong here, but I mean, I'm biased, but see them fighting, see him pulled away. Then he's like going into the area where Tony Khan's sitting before getting restrained and pulled away from everything. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on this? Because this was a heavy, huge controversial topic this week. Was AEW in the wrong for showing it? Was it shown far too late? Yes. I mean, who was in the wrong here? I mean,
I'm going to get into here.
Like,
Tim, in my opinion, I'm going to say flat out that it was the AEW production fault. They should have never be that petty and scoop that low just to show that footage while CM Punk is at WrestleMania doing his thing. Like, for what? Like, why are you showing old footage of him while back when he was in? Like, very petty. They being very messy at this point. Like,
let's not get into the petty. This is where I think we're all going to disagree. Let's not get into the petty topic, especially when, like, previous week, I mean, we had CM Punk on Helwani's podcast throwing shots at AEW. You had, and I don't condone it. Like I've said before, I'm sick of you know, this back and forth petty throwing stuff at everybody. You know, the taking shots, it has to stop. Enough is enough and everything.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's...
it was assault.
Yeah.
But like I said, the reason the footage was shown is because Punk's on Helwani's podcast the week before throwing shots at AEW in his podcast talking about, you know, the all-in stuff. And then you have like Triple H throwing shots. Then you have McAfee throwing shots. You have Helwani trying to get negative press on AEW. I mean, eventually shot after shot after shot after shot being thrown your way. I mean, eventually you're going to have enough after, you know,
yeah, okay.
If you don't defend yourself, you're looked at. Oh, you're weak. You know, why are you a weak company? You're taking all these shots and you're not coming back at them. But then the moment you go back and say, okay, let's take our shot. And Christy's got a point too. He shouldn't have shown the footage, even though Punk should have kept his mouth shut. Agreed there too.
Yeah.
Like, the footage, if we were going to release it, we should have released it back around all in time, especially if you knew you could get the footage. But it's like, I'm of the opinion, I'm sliding more into the New Japan side of wrestling right now because I'm getting kind of fed up with this whole childish, petty back and forth situation going on between WWE and AEW. Exactly. Keep things off TV and stay backstage. I mean, because all you're doing is you're bringing up old stuff. It's not benefiting anybody. WWE doesn't need to get involved. I mean, you have WrestleMania. Focus on that. That's your biggest show of the year. Just focus on that. Okay. No need to take shots at the other company. You don't take shots. They're not going to be mad. They're not going to release the footage. No, that's what it came into. And so it's like they're both in the wrong in a way. But it's like, frankly, right now, I'm getting fed up with it because it's like it's not benefiting anyone right now. It makes them both look bad because it makes them look like they're little children right now. But yeah, enough is enough. Does. Like, focus on your on-screen product. And put on your good matches and your storylines and stuff. But just stop. Like,
yeah, I'm telling you, I said this a while ago when we talked about AEW and WWE. It's all because of competition. They're just trying to compete each other, which is dumb. Like, you got some WWE from AEW. You got some AEW that's coming to WWE. So what's the whole point of having a competition when you flip and flopping with each other? So it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And do you think this is going to benefit? And do you think this is going to benefit anybody in the long run? Especially if there's rumors that say, okay, maybe somewhere down the line that AEW and WWE might somehow want to work together. All this childish, petty back and forth shit, it's going to turn both companies off from each other. It says, I don't want to work with you if you're going to keep throwing shots at my company. And then it says, like, well, I'm not going to keep throwing, I don't want to work with you if you're going to do this. So, I mean.
Right.
Exactly. Yes, he does.
It just don't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah.
Yes. KB's right, too. They knew him before. They have an amazing roster and a huge year coming. Let's leave Punk on the pass. Agreed. He doesn't work anymore. Let's move on. Exactly. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I agree with Bianca, and I agree with you as well, Char. It's very petty for both companies to go back and forth. You know, it's like, come on now, WWE taking shots at AEW taking shots at WWE, especially Ospreay. Like, come on now. Like, why you guys are scooping that up? Yeah. And I understand that AEW has been around for about, 5-6 years? And WWE has been around for, like, about 40.
Decades.
A little bit over 40. 50.
Right. Decades over decades.
It's really childish
and Chrissy
old and I do appreciate both companies, and you know, as for me as a viewer, I barely watch either of them, for personal reasons, but because I'm a Bianca Belair fan, so like, it's really, really childish, and it's like, it's let it go. And I don't really care that much for Punk. I'm not a Punk fan, but at the same time, it's like, come on now. Like, do better. And I did see a little bit of Dynamite on Wednesday, and it's like, come on now, do better.
I miss Dynamite. I totally forgot about Dynamite, literally.
Yeah.
I was so gung-ho about WrestleMania in my head, and I was just like, totally forgot about Dynamite.
Yeah.
Chrissy, in the comments, the person this is going to benefit the most in the long run is going to be Jack Perry, because if you looked at the reaction, if you watched When He Said He Right last night and seen the reaction Jack Perry got in Chicago, where Punk's from, the reaction he got last night, the fact that he sold his merchandise, his scapegoat merchandise, out twice in like back-to-back days, it's going to benefit him the most in the long run, because I'm pretty sure after last night's show, he's pretty much going to be heading back to AEW soon. So he's going to benefit, he's going to be the person out of this whole scenario, he's going to benefit from it most in the long run, because, he's getting over with the showing off this huge heel side and getting over with the crowd. So, this could benefit him in the long run. And he was in the center of this whole controversy that happened at All In. So, I mean, if we can just shy away from what happened at All In and focus on him taking that heat over and bringing it back to AEW like he did in New Japan, I think we got something brewing here that could be turn out to be something really special in the long run. As long as we stop with this petty child-ass shit and grow up and forget it. By the way, Cry Me a River was trending. Jack Perry was trending. Everything was trending. But it'll benefit nobody. It'll benefit Jack Perry, I feel, but if we keep throwing these like ridiculous shots and shit, it's not going to benefit anybody in the long run. Like everyone said in the comments, you know, let the past be the past. This happened like last year, almost a year ago. Let's stay in the past. I mean, he's not in the company anymore. I think we've pretty much moved on from him. You have like all this brand new talent you brought in. Let it go.
Yeah. You know, Char, Bianca, this is something that I really want to take back. As for both companies, I know that I just mentioned that I barely watch either, but I do watch AEW more. Just saying. You know, so I just want to just rephrase what I just said, but yeah, like as for both companies, I like get it together. And yeah, and CM Punk, he, you know, with his actions, yes, it was disappointing, but it's like he's on WWE. It's like let the past be the past, and I'm sure that.
Do I have to like him? No. I just moved on. I'm over it. Like I'm over this shit. Like it's like just constant back and forth petty bullshit. It's like I was saying to like some of my friends on social media. It's like this shit between both companies right now. It's not benefiting the AEW product.
It's crazy because TNA right now, they're just like, oh, wow, dang.
What's going on?
AEW?
Okay. You guys keep it up. We'll just like... like I've been saying all week... Like I said, like I've been saying all week on social media, it's like this pettiness and this back and forth shit. It's like honestly, watching both products right now, like I've been telling a lot of my friends and stuff on social media, this shit's really turning me off of both companies right now because it's like the product isn't really good. I was so fed up, but like so much to the point where I was like, I don't want AEW to go out of business, but you gotta step it up. Like,
I got a question.
Dynamite was not that great on.
I got a question for you guys.
I'm more interested in the New Japan side of wrestling right now than I am any of this main roster shit right now because I'm like, what are we doing?
Hold on. I got a question.
Some people do want AEW gone, but I don't want AEW gone, though.
I don't want AEW gone because you know why I got whose house is this? Uh-uh. Nope.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'm starting to like Swerve.
Swerve.
I'm starting to like Swerve, so I want to see what else he can do.
He's gonna win the title on the Felix. I'm also doing a Swerve merch, okay? Yeah, I'm going anywhere. But I got a question for you guys. My point works there too.
I don't want them to go out of business at all, guys. I don't want them to go out either. And we don't need a fucking monopoly going on. It doesn't benefit anybody. People will be out of, and then all these people I see that say, "Oh, come home." I see a lot of these takes of people saying, "Oh, come home." I'm like, why are you going with this come home shit? It's like you want these people to go out of business. You want people to fucking lose their jobs? It doesn't benefit anyone in the industry. If AEW goes out of business, that's not good for the industry. You're gonna have a lot of people out of jobs that aren't gonna be get hired by WWE. They're not gonna get hired by Impact unless you're one of those bigger name stars. You'll find work anywhere, but these other guys will be out of jobs. So they're not going to get, they'll get indie bookings, but they're not going to make money off this stuff. You should not be wishing for a monopoly or wish any company to go out of business, because it doesn't benefit the industry at all as a whole. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I got a question for you guys and also for the viewers.
I don't want AEW to die. I have several favorite wrestlers who are there, including Mox. Agreed.
So my question to you guys, I just wanted to like make sure. Okay, so it's by looking at the footage, right? So by CM Punk, you know, everybody saying CM Punk, you know, should have minded his business, or he should have never said this, he should have never said that. In that footage, what's his name? So whatever he said to CM Punk. Jack Perry. Jack Perry, but so whatever he said to CM Punk, right? What did he say to make CM Punk react like that?
I don't know, but here's my question to you guys. If I place a business and and I'm saying if I ever laid my hands on a coworker in my business or anything, mm-hmm. not only would I be fucking fired from my job, my ass would be thrown in jail like for this shit.
Somebody, Jack Perry must have said something in order for CM Punk to react like that, because ain't no way CM Punk just going to automatically react like that while he didn't say anything to CM Punk.
I think the conversation didn't go both ways. He said something back to him too. So I mean,
but Jack Perry started first. If you look at the
I think that Punk is the type of person that
he got in his face first into that.
Right.
He doesn't do all talk, no bite. Just
fights,
okay?
Right, exactly. But if you really look at the footage, though, it looks like Jack Perry got in his face first. So I want to know what was said. So
No. He was standing in that hallway. Punk was the one that came from this direction straight forward right into his.
He came in this direction. So he was the one that said he kept walking.
I didn't see Jack.
No. If you look, CM Punk looked like
I didn't see. Jack talking any shit until he got into his face.
KB has a point about Swerve.
Agreed, KB.
If he would have went back to WWE,
I did not see that. I saw the opposite.
Not made a banner. That's true. Mm-hmm. If he would have mm-hmm. went back to WWE, he would have.
Yeah, he would.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I see different. I don't know.
He was pushing his hair out of his face.
I don't know. It's I feel like I saw different.
He said that on screen though. We didn't see what he was saying behind the scenes, and you know we're not gonna hear what was said behind the scenes unless Jack comes on and says it specifically, because apparently there was like no sound or anything on the security footage camera. So unless Jack comes on and says this is what I said or anything, we're not gonna. Mm-hmm. We have to get his side of the story too, because I mean all we've heard from is Punk saying this happened. Until we hear exactly what Jack said or Jack did or anything, it's always going to be right. a he said kind of thing from the Punk side. Yeah. We have to hear Jack's side of the story too, because until we hear what his side of the story was and what was said to him or whatever happened to cause whatever happened backstage, it's not going to be fair to start throwing accusations like, oh, Jack started it. We have to hear his side of the story too. I mean,
right.
Because we've heard Punk's side of the story and what happened.
Yeah, because, you know, it's crazy because I thought that this was this backstage brawl. I thought that this was Jack Perry and the Young Bucks against CM Punk. That's what I thought, because didn't CM Punk have an issue with the Young Bucks?
That was a brawl out in 2022 at All Out in Chicago after he beat Moxley for the AEW World title. Then he's like, if you have a problem with me, come talk to me in my locker room and everything.
He opened his
locker room door, and then all hell broke loose there.
I'm starting to notice. I'm starting to notice that CM Punk is always starting trouble whenever they come into his hometown, Chicago. He always want to start something. I'm starting to notice
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like,
he always wants to start trouble no matter where he is. Oh, look, we need Justin Timberlake. We need Justin Timberlake to like find me a river for Jack Perry to the
right. Like, it's always because every single time we're in Chicago, there's always something. Always something whenever they're in Chicago.
Yeah, online too. And the thing, I mean, yeah, he brought it all out. Yeah, he won the title and everything. But you have to, I'm not defending the guy. I was disgusted he beat my boy clean. But I mean, he got injured in that match too. So I mean, maybe he was taking his frustrations out and he went off completely off on the media and was like, you know, I'm injured and everything. So whatever, I'm just gonna go completely off kilter. When that incident happened, I put major blame on Tony for that one, because when he's going off and he's just keeps continuing going off, bashing the company, bashing the coworkers, that was the time for you to cut his mic and say enough and you know, get him out of that room. Letting him continue to go on and on, that was a really damaging part of to the company at that time too.
Yeah.
I got screwed out of seeing Kenny Omega in Buffalo because of this shit in 2022. The Bucks have to stir the BS and Omega, the one who tries to keep peace. Only blessing was we got MJF by championship. At Full Gear, thanks to my boy helping bail the fucking company out when he was supposed to go on vacation too. Major kudos to him too. Bailing the company, saving the company because of all this nonsense backstage.
I think Tony Khan does a lot of talk when it's beneficial for him. He does a lot of talking, but then when it doesn't,
I'm not defending anybody anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm at the point, like I said, where it's like both sides are like completely turning me off of it. It's like it gets to the point where it's like, yeah, it's like it gets entertaining and stuff to a point, but then when it keeps dragging on and on, it gets so it's like it turns you off a little bit to the point you're like,
yeah,
okay, this stuff is happened in the past, when are we going to move on from it ever? And then it keeps continuing and keeps continuing to the point I'm like, this is honestly getting ridiculous. Why would I continue to still, you know, want to support either company now at this point? Because it's like, you know,
yeah,
it's to the point where it's so ridiculous and it's not benefiting anybody.
Yeah,
they're both trying to destroy each other. I'm like, when are we going to grow up? Like,
very important.
Stop acting like children.
It's very important to support the wrestlers, not the company. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I support the wrestlers.
Yes, yeah. That's wrestlers. The point. That's me. That's me at this point. I'm to the point where it's like, you know, support the talent because they're the ones that are going in. You know, putting their butts on the line, their health on the line, their for our entertainment every single night. They're the ones that deserve the support, not the people behind the scenes. KB, tell that to the IWC. Just enjoy wrestling. Yeah, please do.
But
I mean, this it looks constant like, back and forth. Oh, so and so's right. So and so's right.
It looks like they're trying to support the company because they know that support. If they keep doing what they're doing, the company is going to go down.
Did you notice? That stuff, it's like these people, they're not supporting the talent at all. It's like people like the people that want to say, like, I've seen people that go on, like, you know, YouTube videos for like AEW and stuff, and that's their constantly spam message everything where it's like AEW must fail, AEW must die, like constantly
right.
Tweet commenting, right. AEW must die, like on everything. It's like, no, yeah. Like, it's maybe. The point you're like
you're talking about company the company
over
but not
talent. It's like,
right.
You don't want to see the talent succeed. You don't care about you don't see right. talent succeed. I've seen people online saying, "Oh, I don't care about the talent's happiness. I don't care about the talent's happiness or anything at all. I just want them to come back home where they belong." And it's like, how can you even say that if they're not if they weren't happy at like a certain place to begin with? You want them to go back just to be miserable and unhappy and depressed? That doesn't benefit the talent at all. It makes their lives 10 times miserable. And you just want them to sacrifice their health, their happiness, whatever they love, just so you can be happy? I mean, that's kind of fucking selfish, if you ask me.
Very, very much.
These fans are becoming so self-centered and selfish, it's getting out of control.
Right. I agree.
But, yeah.
Right. All I know is that both ends need to get it together.
Well, Yeah, my last comment on this whole topic, because I'm getting fed up, is both of you need to stop, get over your petty childish bullshit, and move on. Focus on your own products. Okay. Focus on your upcoming shows and stories you got coming up. And just fucking move on. What's in the past to stay in the past? And to the IWC, just support the product that you want. Stop going around and saying, I want this company to fail. I want this company to fail.
Chrissy and Eric.
Go support
it's a joke.
If you just want to support AEW, fine. Support AEW. If you want to support WWE, fine. Support WWE. Just stop with this fucking, I want this company to die, or going on to this one and going on to another company's like tweets and start trashing the company or the talent over there. If you don't like the company and you don't like the product, stop bitching about it. Just focus on your own damn product and fucking move on. It's like so fucking toxic. The IWC, I'm like, from what I'm seeing a lot lately, especially after this brawl out, this All-In footage came out, the IWC is becoming more and more toxic every single day that you're on there. So I'm like, enough. Let's just move on.
I totally agree.
The IWC were fucking who pissed him on about how much WWE sucked for years, and now new things came in and they just can't enjoy it. Agreed. Like, I'm just like, I'm done. Like, move on. Are you girls ready to hop over for a quick little break?
Yes. Oh man.
Give me a headache.
Oh, I know. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Same here, man. WWE needs to focus on rebuilding their product, and AEW needs to focus on their product. Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Yeah. But I'm so ready to move on.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. This is. Ooh.
Up to. Introducing WWF Wrestling Buddy. Wrestling Buddies from Tonka. Funk 'em, bop 'em. Wrestling Buddies are looking for action.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Nothing, Dad.
Who do you think you are?
Dad, Hulk Hogan.
Wrestling Buddies want to be your buddy.
Henry, what's going on up there?
Nothing, dear.
WWF Wrestling Buddies, new from Tonka. Each sold separately. When you have not your heart for
indigestion, the summer day. Whoa, doggy sound, doggy. Half dozen dogs hot dogging, doing the dog double time. So what's on face Rick Steiner wear on his dog?
Look, let's be honest. Where do most of the other wrestling hotlines get their news? From the Wrestling Fans Hotline. And so can you. All you've got to do is call every day, 1-900-230-1133. You'll hear the most up-to-date news on the world of wrestling possible. And not only that, it is the only hotline that allows you, the fan, to participate. Call from a touch-tone phone, and you can leave a message for your favorite wrestler. That's right. Talk back to the wrestlers right here on the Wrestling Fans Hotline.
Every Monday night, it's the Wrestling Newswire with Joe Pedicino. On Tuesday night, go behind the scenes with the Locker Room Confidential and Bonnie Blackstone. On Wednesday, you get to vote on Wrestling Point Counterpoint with Rich Mancuso. On Thursday night, it's the Rumble Seat starring Tony Rumble. Friday night, you'll hear the lighter side of the ring with Adam Smash. On Saturday, it's Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Bill After and the PWI Report. And on Sunday, hear yourself on Voice of the Fans.
It's $2 a minute, and kids, make sure your parents know you're calling. Find out what's going on in the world of wrestling on the Wrestling Fans Hotline.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. So welcome back, commercial, everybody. Hope your break was all well and good, but let's get into our next topic.
We shall.
Pinky.
All right, so Mercedes Moné attacked backstage on AEW Dynamite April 10th, this past Wednesday. So she was interviewed by Alex Marvez. So she talked about challenging for the TBS Championship at Double or Nothing. The recent match between Julia Hart and Willow Nightingale. Her first ever match, in Las Vegas. So things took a dramatic turn when she talked about her injury in a match against Willow Nightingale back in May of 2023. After that, the lights went out, then it turned back on. Mercedes was lying on the ground, attacked by an unknown assailant. But the question about her attack is, who may have done it? Do you think it's Julia Hart?
I have an idea who it is.
I think it's Julie.
Willow Nightingale turning heel?
Mm-mm.
Could it be Sky Blue?
No.
Or could it be Mercedes herself staging her own attack? So what you think,
It's none of the above.
It's none of the above, guys.
I'm telling you right now who it was. It was Chris Statlander. There was a video that came out after the. No, hold on. Listen, after the fact, Chris Statlander was doing an interview backstage with Stokely Hathaway by her side. Whose locker room was she standing outside of? None other than Mercedes Moné. But no, it was none other than Statlander. She was standing outside Mercedes Moné's locker room. I mean, come on, it's fairly obvious. I mean, like seeing her best friend going after the title, you know, getting fed up with losing all the time.
It's funny because I know we got all not that mean of a person. I know we got our all different types of opinions or whatever, but I'm gonna have to literally disagree, Char. I'm sorry, but. I'm listening to what Binky said, like every single word that she said. She said the lights went out, even though you know every single time when Julia Hart comes out doing attack, the lights go out, right? So it's kind of clear.
Mm-hmm.
Cough, cough.
Yeah, but it's not her.
It could be Julia Hart.
Yeah, he made it's Renee. Just, like, how can Renee's.
I don't know. The reason why I said Julia Hart is because I don't know the person that you said. I never heard of her. So I'm going to
Christy's
go
a suspect
Hart.
Too.
Oh, what?
Oh, dang.
It's not Julia.
I was just going to go ahead and say Julia Hart because it can't be Willow Nightingale because what? Mercedes wouldn't go out and just help Willow out of nowhere when she got attacked. So I'm just going to go with Julia Hart.
It's not Willow. And secondly, the other reason is have you noticed Chris Stander always seemed to come out in like some really colorful gear and her stuff lately? Lately, within the past couple of weeks, I've seen more of a, you know, wearing all black kind of switch. And then you had, and then don't forget, Trent Beretta just turned heel on Orange Cassidy. We did see him whispering something in her ear as to why he possibly turned on him. But,
she was
mad at him about it, but I'm not,
you know what?
I'm not buying it for a second.
Wow. You know what, ladies? You know what I'm starting to think now? Because I'm really backtracking on what I said. So, I seen a clip where it was about a couple of weeks back when I was watching AEW, and when Monet, you know, made her appearance, and she's talking to this Asian girl backstage about, you know, coming for her, and I felt like Monet was taking jabs at that girl, and so I'm starting to think that it was her that attacked Monet. Mercedes Monet. I can't remember her name though. But it was you guys know who I'm talking about.
Right? It's Batman.
I feel like it was her, but then again, I'm still sticking with Julia Hart. But
I'm sticking with Statlander. I'm with my girl Chrissy here. I'm sticking with
Chrissy. Or could it be Sarah Hogan?
Oh, maybe.
But no, it's Statlander.
Emotional, damn it.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
No, I gotta look at that clip. I gotta look at that highlight.
The door right here, over here, on this door here, you can't see it really good. But on this door here, it says Mercedes Monet outside the locker room. Guys, look at who it is. It is Statlander.
But that don't mean anything, though. She just could be standing there.
My hunch is not off in slightest. I mean,
that don't mean anything, though. She could probably
think about it, though. The fact that Mercedes is going after...
She's getting ready for that heel turn.
The fact that she's going after Willow, who Statlander is supposed to be best friend... Yeah, exactly. The fact that she keeps going after Willow, who's supposedly her best friend. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm not throwing that out. Like, my brother was telling me the same thing. I keep saying it's Statlander because I kept seeing that footage of her wearing all the black and then seeing her standing outside Mercedes Monet's dressing room. And my brother's like, no, it's not Statlander.
And oh my God.
It is. He thinks Lady B, my brother thinks it is Julia Hart too, but I'm like, it's not.
No,
it's
too obvious. When she was lying,
the lights
were on. She was moaning.
Yeah, but with the lights out, with the lights out, it seems too obvious.
It's so obvious. But who comes out start attacking people when the lights go out?
Coincidence? I think not.
It's weird too. Is on Rampage last night what we saw. But what the guys on Rampage last night, we saw that Julia, who's supposed to be defending the TBS title against Willow at Dynasty on the 21st, she got injured last night. She hurt her shoulder. So, I mean, there's a possibility that Willow goes over Julia at Dynasty next week. And then you're building to a Mercedes Monet Willow matchup. I'm telling you, Statlander is going to get jealous that, you know, her best friend's going to defend the title at a big pay-per-view. It's not her. It might turn into a triple threat match if things play out the way I think it would.
Well,
maybe it was
probably my probably Statlander, whatever her name is, Statlander. She might go against Willow and become heel and attack her, and then Julia Hart going after Monet. You might never know. I'm sticking to Julia Hart.
Sense if she's been on TV. Maybe it's him. And I'll stick with Statlander, but.
It's such a mystery. It could be Statlander or Nightingale. It could be one of them.
Willow would be too obvious, though, I would think. Because, I mean, She's been too baby faces, and I you haven't seen her trying to go attack Mercedes ever since she came back, being like,
well, there you go. You said Will that
the one that injured me in New Japan Strong. We haven't seen her go after her.
Well, you said, you know, she's been babyface, so why? They probably just told her, you know what, it's time for you just, you know, step up to be healed. So go after who you think,
I don't think is
the biggest competition.
Especially with the best friends breaking up, you know, with Trent turning heel, and then this whole story with Orange. You know, Orange, I think, stays babyface, but who knows where Chuck goes. I think he aligns heel with Trent. Chris is a part of that group too, and I mean, she's been, like I said, she's been wearing a lot of black lately. What's she hiding? I think a heel turn is on the horizon, but only time is gonna tell.
No.
Yeah, and you know, if she turns heel, then I could see her getting in a non-title match against mm-hmm. Willow Nightingale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this will be best, right?
With news coming out about Julia having injured her shoulder. Yeah, that's what I was just saying, Christy. With news coming out about Julia Hart injuring her, having injured her shoulder on Rampage, they could pull the trigger on a Willow title win at Dynasty. Like, it's not no black card is Cardi B. Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god.
We're getting so far off topic right now.
Y'all just throwing out names now.
Throwing out random names, random names.
Oh my god.
Not saying Lotto though. Like, no.
Random
she gonna
names,
rip her out the plastic,
names.
Acting brand new now. She's gonna be ripping out the plastic, acting brand new now. Oh god. Oh, I can't.
Oh
no, don't bring that demon over here. I can see SZA, but the rest of the people.
I can play this game. It could be Bailey.
Oh. Ding dong.
Oh my god.
He said I can use the daily.
Oh my god.
Days low. Oh gosh.
Oh my god. The comments, oh man.
Y'all are
the cast of love comments. In the hip hop Atlanta.
Hell no. 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 That would be a wild. That would be a brawl. Oh no.
The baddies?
Oh no. See, okay, look. I'm currently watching the baddies and I see how them girls, them ladies be acting. Mm.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
All you gonna see is twerking and titties popping out and other. Nope.
Real Housewives of Atlanta,
Christy.
Really?
Oh my god! Come on!
No.
Nene Leakes?
Nene Leakes?
Oh. Mob Wives?
Oh, I love Mob Wives. I can definitely see room. Rest in peace, Angela. Rest in peace to Angela. I love Mob Wives. I ain't gonna lie. But anyway, we going off topic. Okay. Can we get back to topic? Okay.
Oh my god.
Big ants. Yes.
I know who did it. Eric says he knows who did it.
Who do you know who it is?
You did it. You did it, Eric.
I could have done it.
Oh, one of us could do it.
Yeah.
I think he did.
But y'all wouldn't. You would never know.
I just
said
Mercedes Moné.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Binky?
It was me. I attacked her.
Binky? It was you. I'm calling the cops.
Oh, no.
He's calling the cops. Britt?
Oh, man. They're calling you out, Binky.
I'm about to run away.
They saying that you're the culprit.
Ooh, ouch. I think we've all met. Maybe Athena. Absolutely not. Not Athena. I mean, A, she's still in ROH. There's no signs of her dropping that title anytime soon to anybody. And B, Billy just won the television title in ROH. She's not going anywhere either. No. Lisa Simpson.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh god. What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't think it's Billy. Yeah, yes, Christy? Marge Simpson? Oh my god, now we're
you might as well have the whole family in there. Giggity. Oh, not Bart, no, Homer. No.
Brit.
No.
They're saying Brit.
Brit Baker. Brit.
You must be stopped at all costs. They're saying it's Brit.
Mm-mm. Brit.
I wouldn't be surprised though. A, we haven't seen her. Think about it. Who has more issues than anything with some of the women? You know, he has a point though. She hasn't been seen in who knows how long, because you know, at least quite a while. I mean, and she's got obvious issues with some of these women. I mean, don't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what they say about these. Is it these like backstage attack things? It's always going to be the person you least suspect. So it's not necessarily going to be the obvious person that you think that's like.
I don't
know.
The Baker one's like not out of the realm of possibility either, because it's like
Maggie
did shoot Mr. Burns. No, it was Meg from Family Guy. Oh my god. This is going off the rails now.
No, Stewie.
Oh my gosh. Are you sure? Lois? Oh.
Stewie.
Oh, yeah.
Stewie be the one that be in the hot mess right now.
It's not. Lois, damn.
Oh, boy.
This is gone completely.
Okay.
This got completely off rails.
We went from like anger to laughter that quick.
Exactly. Change up the mood real quick.
That's what we need. That's what we need to see though, right? Like
right.
Trisha Takanawa.
Who that?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
It'll be Oscar.
It was one of Quagmire's many women he hides in the house.
Yeah, it could be Kyrie Sane too.
All right then. It was Stewie. How many TV shows and cartoon characters have we gone through already? Sheesh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Stewie, are you nuts? Oh god.
Oh man! All right. Okay, ladies.
Yeah. I don't even want to think anymore. It's like, Should we jump into our final topic?
Oh yes, we should. Yeah,
sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay, lady B, it's all you.
Yes. So as you guys it's all you, know. Lady B. Yes. So as you guys know, our colleague Siri is not here today.
Hold on.
Oh.
Teary. Oh, wow.
It's Teary.
He says Teary again.
Teary did it.
Oh, God.
Teary did it. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
We're all guilty.
Now,
here we go.
Our last and final topic, Teary's take. Terrible take. So, as you know, Teary's not here today, so I'm going to be going over a controversial topic will be brought to you about the WrestleMania. It's about King to United Kingdom. Basically the topic is, what if WrestleMania came to the United Kingdom? How would you guys feel about that? The controversy of that. Do you think that
I think honestly, no offense. I mean, we've seen so many WrestleManias take place over in the States, and you know, WWE wanting to do like their basic expansion. We've seen shows that, you know, small shows that, like, you know, Scotland, you know, all over the place. I mean, you want to do an overseas show? I mean, why not go in London? It's one of the biggest cities in the world. Like, why not? You. If you want to go big, go big. Well, you know what they say, right? Go big, go home. I mean,
right.
Try to do it in the UK.
Let me tell you my take on why I think this should be a good idea, because not only you have so many pay-per-view matches that been out of in the UK, you've had Backlash that's going to France. You had a couple of other ones that've been to Germany.
Clash at the Castle. Yeah. Clash at the Castle.
London. You have Australia. You have so many.
Clash at the Castle.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and we had, you know, WrestleMania being in the United States. So, yeah, Puerto Rico too. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so you had, you know, WrestleMania been in the United States for like, for how long? For so many long. For so, for like, forever. So
London, KB.
I wouldn't see why.
KB, it has to be London. Just do it. What's controversial about going to UK for a Mania?
London, I think London would be really, really good, because, you know, you of course, you know, you, London, the UK is the part of the WWE universe, so why not? It would be so cool to have it there, because I know they probably have a couple of stadiums they have over there too. So I don't see what the big issue is.
You have like Wembley. You have like some other big stadiums over there. So it's like,
and like I was saying, like, the WrestleMania has been in the United States for like decades,
years.
Right. So why not have it, you know, in the UK for once or twice or as many times as you want to? Because I know many times people from the UK want
to experience something. And to your point, you know, like you said, all the smaller pay-per-views, like your Money in the Bank was in London. You have, you know, your Backlash isn't taking place in France this year. You've had Backlash in Puerto Rico. I mean, you've been on Australia for like Elimination Chamber and stuff.
Right.
It's like, I mean, those are all your smaller pay-per-views, but it's like you haven't had a big show at a foreign country. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, KB was asking, like, where in the UK? It's obvious. It's got to be London. I mean, the biggest city over there.
But then,
you know, I know, because the other thing, like, WrestleMania, I know I wouldn't be able to go. Afford to. I mean, no. Who would be able to go?
In my defense, I think that's a pretty good idea. But then another thing in my head I'm thinking is, okay, a lot of things have been happening in the UK a lot as well, too. So you want to make sure they have, like, you know, tight security, you know, and you don't want nothing to happen.
Absolutely.
So I think that's another reason why WrestleMania is being the biggest pay-per-view of them all. I think that's the reason why they don't want to have it there, because, you know, of so many things that's been going on in the UK, in the world, in general.
Which I would take that take, Lady B, which would be true. But I mean, look, AEW just did last year. They did their first ever stadium show at Wembley for All In. They're going back to London and Wembley this year too, and there really weren't any issues that took place during those shows. So I'm like.
That's not the biggest thing though. We're talking about WrestleMania, and we're talking about the biggest thing that's in history.
I don't know.
That's in history.
I mean, the Wembley show did a draw.
So it's like, you know, thousands and thousands of people are gonna show up in the UK. You know,
the All In show drew over 70,000-80,000. So I mean,
especially two nights. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your take on it, Vicky?
Here's my take, because I know one of the rules is that you have to agree.
Exactly.
I do agree with this take, because You know, London, that's where they had Money in the Bank. And this is really a huge deal for London to host WrestleMania. I would see if they make this happen, I see them hosting WrestleMania 42 or 43.
Right.
Because as for WrestleMania 41, there was a rumor going around that it was supposed to be in Vegas. I'm not so sure about
that. I heard Minnesota. I heard Minneapolis.
I heard both of those two states.
Either that or Vegas. So, but as for London hosting the biggest pay-per-view of the year, I would say they're 42 or 43. Mm-hmm. Or if not, then maybe 44. Who knows? Yeah. So as for London, I'm not going to afford to go because it's...
Who will?
And you would have to save probably thousands of dollars to go. You got to pick, you know, which hotel to stay at, you know, just all that. The tickets are probably cost like a lot. Of course, WrestleMania tickets cost a lot. That's why
they cost a lot enough as it is in the States. Imagine how much it's going to cost to go overseas.
Yeah, even though that WrestleMania was in my, on my turf last year, because I'm from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I couldn't afford to go.
Okay.
Yeah, because
prices are ridiculous.
As for UK hosting it, it's brilliant. But like Bianca said, you know, for safety reasons, you have to like take that into consideration. So maybe they can just if they're gonna host it over there, then maybe they need to like increase security.
Yeah. I was thinking 52. I was thinking they was gonna probably do it maybe in UK and in WrestleMania.
49, 47, 46, 45, maybe.
Yeah.
50,
46, 50. 45, 40, 48.
My thing is, okay, so I have, this is for still pertaining WrestleMania. My question is, do you think that WWE is doing too much on the costly of their WrestleMania tickets for people to go? Or for people that want to go? Do you think that their price is way too high?
Their prices are way too high. I mean, you look at some of these tickets,
I think that's why when it comes to the next WrestleMania, the tickets always sell in August. That way,
even early on, though, I mean, as the ticket sales go on and stuff, you look at the prices, they continuously go up.
You get one ticket, one or two tickets.
Tickets, like thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for one ticket. I mean, who can afford it?
that's about
the same amount as my rent, okay?
Girl, listen. Yes. But you know what I noticed, though? Even if it's on sale, it's still high. Like, sale-wise. For the States here on sale, it's like in Boston, like if they're supposed to go to like a SmackDown or Raw or a particular pay-per-view match, the sale starts at $20, literally. Or 40 or 60 or wherever seat that you want to go. But as for like WrestleMania, if the sale starts at literally starts, it's literally like thousands of dollars just for the sale.
It's about the same amount of tickets as going to a Beyonce concert.
Okay. Right, and Beyonce is ridiculous.
Yeah, for real.
Man.
God help me.
Or a Taylor Swift concert if you're a Swiftie.
I'll give you a certain amount of those prices. Jeez.
Right. I wish I would pay. Look outside the stadium at the little...
For real? That's about all you could do. That's about all you could do, to stand outside the stadium and just listen to the music.
Right. But let alone the VIP tickets.
Or maybe just
oh my gosh,
and watch it at a hotel.
Spend about
exactly.
Spend about or 10 G's. And then don't think about the fact that for a lot of these people, they're traveling from out of state, out of country. So okay, not only are you spending tens of thousands of dollars on tickets, but you're spending on airfare, you're spending on hotels, you're spending on your merch, you're spending on all this stuff. It's like, what is it? By the time you're done with the whole trip, it's like, what, 10, 20, 30 grand you're spending on one trip? It's not worth it. That's like a year's worth of, like, pay.
That's my rent.
And not only that, you have to think about the time difference. Because it's like, if they're going to have that in London, then we would have to, like,
it's going to be, like, what, like 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the morning? Or in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Like 10, like, 11 o'clock in the morning or like noon?
Crazy. Like, it's crazy how these tickets are. Like, and then it's crazy how, like, you want people to experience it and you want people to have a good time. But it's like, when people want to go, it's like, damn, they can't afford it. They can't afford it. Like, what about people that
again, I want to see, but then again, there are fans in the UK and they are looking forward to just having
the experience.
They're looking for experience.
Yeah. Because they don't get a lot of pay-per-views there. I mean, that's why when AEW held All In there last year, a lot of people were wanting to snatch up tickets for the show because it's like a major experience. A lot of them are getting pay-per-views over there, like major pay-per-views. Right. So the fact that it's like they're getting these big pay-per-views to go over there, it's like a big novelty to them. So, you know, they don't... Mm-hmm. Get a lot. So, and not only were you getting people from the UK, I mean, you were getting people from all over Europe that were traveling all the way to the UK to go to these shows. So it's like,
And not only that,
it's like a novelty for it.
Right. And then not only that, not only you got people from the UK that want to go, you got people from the States that are going to be traveling to the UK that wants to go. So it's like, you're spending extra more money on that. So it's like, oh my goodness.
Honestly, in my opinion, it's not worth it. And then you're talking about pay per views and their ticket size. I mean, look at the prices for some of these like house shows they're doing. Like, they're not TV tapings. They're not pay per views. They're just house shows, and the tickets are for going for like triple digits for house shows. Like, no offense, if that's why I'm paying to go to a house show, man. I'd rather just
Like triple digits, at least. Go on for like a good half an hour to 2 hours, and then you're still paying like damn near what, 80, 200?
And then it's like the same matches every house show. It's like the same people are fighting on these house shows, like each other, for numerous tours. So it's like
crazy.
Like, okay, like I know it's gonna happen to most of these. Why would I bother to spend like
don't
all
get
that
me
money
wrong.
And time just to,
listen?
Yeah,
don't
like,
get me wrong. I'm not knocking nobody. That if you got it, you got it. Kudos to you. But listen, everybody else ain't got it like you do. That's all I'm gonna say. Everybody else ain't got it like you do. So kudos to you if you got it, you got it.
Oh yeah, the Super Bowl is definitely expensive. You're right.
Very,
about that.
Very.
Oh gosh, don't get me started. They were going for like six months, a month of rent, Stanley Cups, Masters, World Series, the finals, the Stanley Cups, the Masters, the World Series.
I would risk getting evicted.
Exactly. Or be rent behind. Or
it's not worth it.
It's not.
You're risking getting kicked out of your home. You're risking not having money to pay your bills. You're not risking money to, you know, not have food on your plate, like a roof over your head. And, you know, you're risking all that just for like a one-time experience.
Let alone if you have medical bills, you got to pay too. So it's like, okay, what you risking on your life, or are you risking on going to a Super Bowl game?
It's the views aren't even that good. And it's like, man, I'd rather just sit at home in my nice house with my good food that I got, just sitting in front of the bitch watching these shows. So
I won't risk it all, but no, not really. I have to think up here.
My life matters.
You have to.
His lodge sheet
for big business for AEW was about $68. I got floor seats for like a Dynamite for the Go Home Dynamite last year for All Out last year for like under like $30 for just floor seats.
Yeah.
So I mean. Wow. That wasn't bad. I mean, I had to buy three tickets, but it cost me a little bit less than what I would normally pay for, like, you know, big pay-per-view tickets, which was like almost like 2-3 times that amount the year previous 2 years. So it was like,
see here, if you was to buy floor seats, you would have to buy floor seats here. That would cost you damn near $200 to $300, maybe more. Before
yeah, I got here. Mine, and I got mine on pre-sale, and I spent like, you know, $50-$60 on pre-sale tickets, which wasn't bad, but yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about possibly going to All Out in September again, yeah. And it's like it makes me wonder how much the tickets are going to cost then, because the last few times I went to All Out, like, it's the first year is okay, then the next year the ticket prices went up, and then it's going up and up. So
right, like, for instance, I'm going to do Monday Night Raw coming here on July 1st, and I'm going to be going to that, and I don't catch the pre-sale or the sale. I don't catch none of that. So
shit, sell drugs. Yeah.
So shit, selling drugs. I guess that's the only.
I don't want to risk my freedom for tickets.
No, I don't either. No, it's not worth it. Like, at the end of the day, it's completely not worth it.
Yeah, my family, they will beat me up.
Oh, same here. My family would be like, what the hell were you thinking?
My dad would go off on me.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Call me by my government name.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, what the hell were you thinking?
But overall, that is Terry's Terrible Takes. We are thinking about Terry, and we hope you see you soon.
And yeah, I hope I did your terrible taste, so you know.
We did you proud today.
We hope we did you so proud today.
Yeah, so I hope I did you good with the terrible takes. And, you know,
I'll see you soon. We hope we made your day a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, so that is our show.
Yeah, that's our show for the day. So girls, what did we learn? WrestleMania tickets are expensive. That all of us are guilty of attacking Mercedes Moné. IWC tribalism needs to fucking stop. And Cody finished his story. Oh, congratulations!
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Star summed it up for this.
Yeah, literally.
Two of y'all are guilty. We're all guilty.
I'm innocent. Oh my gosh. I'm innocent.
He said we're all guilty. So.
Nope. Oh, I'm innocent. And mind you, it's four of us.
Three. Well, congrats to Cody. That's what I said. Congrats for finishing his story.
Congrats to Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yep. Absolutely.
Deserves it.
Yeah, let's see how long he's going to ride.
Guys, to our amazing, lovely viewers, if you take one thing from the show, do not listen to this advice. Don't say it was from us. We are not going with this advice. Do not say it was from us, because we're not advising this at all. We're not signing off on this at all. No. our hands are clean on this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we do not condone in any of this.
No, absolutely not. We condone none of it.
Don't do drugs. No.
No. But yeah, great show, like great show, ladies. It's a blast doing the show today. So it's now our end. Sad. No, we're not selling drugs.
No.
But any plugs? Tell our lovely viewers and followers where they can find it. Find you. No. For the millionth time, no.
Well, I'm not paying attention to the comments, though. You can find me on Twitter at IamQueenBossy20, and on Instagram, you can find me at Highly_Jaded.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks,
Sam. Me. No! Do not read the comments, viewers. Do not read the comments, please.
Where can you find you at, Binky?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at estdeep606_ and Twitter, BinkySprina6_.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Shar?
You can find me at Instagram at CharleneNatKadia. That's my name. You can also find me on Twitter at MoxCrew2021. Yeah, I gotta rep my boy. Congratulations on becoming the new IWGP World Champion. Yes. Last night, making history. Stay tuned for the Wrestling Asylum coming up next with Eric and Christy in about a half an hour. Don't forget to also check out our Brothers in Arms tomorrow night with Last Week in Wrestling and everything. And to our girl Terry, sending you all our love, support, best wishes.
Yes.
We're here for you, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bye. Absolutely.
All right.
Bye, ready, guys.
Don't do drugs.
This wasn't some weak ass training lessons either.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Bye.
I'm a monster. That shit's out. Hey.